This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day. It's Father Tom, and it's Anthony, and we're here to proclaim good news. I tell you, the gospel is good news, especially if you're having bad news. It's good news in the midst of bad news. It's loving in the midst of fear. Oh, it's everything wonderful. I don't understand why every preacher doesn't preach the gospel. I have no understanding of that, because things happen when you preach the Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom. Things happen. People get changed. I don't like seeing people coming in September, and when we have them coming in, the same people, in what month? July? They're the same people. They've never been changed. How foolish. The Word of God changes people with the power of the Holy Spirit. We're not into this just to speak words. We're into this that the wonderful Holy Spirit come upon people and change their lives, and that these people give their life to Jesus. That's what we're into this for. I'm certainly not into it for the money. I don't get a penny. We're into it to bring people to Jesus, and Jesus to people. And I'm going to tell you something that I've never said before. It's a rare thing that happens, bringing people to Jesus and Jesus to people. It's a rare thing that happens. I don't know how preachers preach. I don't know. I say thank God for Father Matt. He preaches. But I don't know what people are doing. What are they saying on Sunday and even during the week? I have no idea. I will tell you this before we begin. The Word of God changes people. That's why I stick to the Word of God. And we want to tell you, the school of the Holy Spirit. July 20th to 26th, the school of the Holy Spirit.
We're going back to college.
We're going back to Anna Maria College. It's a beautiful campus. And I'm going to tell you a secret. The food is excellent. It's restaurant food, like a good restaurant. The food is excellent. The accommodations, well, they're okay.
The dorm rooms.
Yeah, we go to a dorm room. But the food is excellent. 3 days, 3 meals a day. Okay, we're going to start by looking at John's gospel.
So go to daysofglory.com. No, daysofglory.org. And you can sign up for the School of the Holy Spirit. If you only want to come a day or two, you can. But come July 20th to the 26th. Stay the whole week and experience God's power, God's love, God's grace, God's glory. Learn how to not only praise Jesus, but live a life of dominion, a life of authority, a life on earth as it is in heaven. The life Jesus not only died, but rose from the dead to give you, being fully alive in the power of the Spirit.
Yes, God has plans to work through you, not only to be a pew potato, but that you proclaim the Word of God to people, one at a time, one at a time.
Who else is going to be proclaiming the Word of God?
We're going to revival in New England with Benny Hinn. On Friday, June, whatever the date is.
13th.
June 13th, 14th, and 15th. Do you know what June 13th is? It's the Feast of St. Anthony of Padua.
Amen.
The Feast. A great preacher. Great preacher.
Come about his tongue.
Yes. Now, if you go to Padua, where he came from, you can see the relic of St. Anthony. What is the relic? His tongue is perfect. He's a preacher. So God perfects his tongue. We need preachers. But not only preachers, but preachers who live what they're preaching. That's what we need.
What happened when the people wouldn't listen to him preach? He went and preached to the fish.
Yes, that's what he did. Anthony just reminded me, when the people wouldn't listen to Anthony, St. Anthony, he went to the water and proclaimed the word of God to the fish. We had a man with us once on School of the Holy Spirit, and he told us of his conversion. And for, I say, 6 months, he preached to his cat. That's what he did. He didn't have people, so he preached to his cat. My Lord. You know how I learned how to preach? I taught grade 6, and I had to teach faith. I'm not saying religion. I had to teach faith. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. That's where I learned how to preach. My children in grade 6, they were my congregation. And what I learned as I preached to them, on a Wednesday night, I'd go to the Seneca Retreat House and preach the same word to the adults. All that the Father gives to me will come to me. And no one who comes to me will I ever reject. God is not into rejection. You've got to know that today. I know there are people listening to me that have been sorely rejected once, twice, three times, and maybe their whole life. Today, I'm telling you, the Word of God says in John 6:37, all that the Father gives to me will come to me. And no one who comes to me, that's you, will I ever reject. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should lose nothing, that's you, I should lose nothing of what he has given me, but that I should raise it up on the last day. No rejection with Jesus. No one will ever. I remember praying with someone who had experienced rejection all their lives. And I sat with them, if I remember, on the steps behind the cafeteria at Quincy Sacred Heart. And we sat on the steps. She was a person that had been rejected so many times. I said to the person, today, Jesus is not going to reject you. And I said to her, and if he does, I'll have no part of him for the rest of my life. But I know Jesus said, no one comes to me will I ever reject. So we prayed. And guess what? She wasn't rejected. She was received by the Lord Jesus Christ. She was blessed by the Lord Jesus Christ. Maybe you have a life of rejection. I've experienced quite a bit of rejection in my life, but never with Jesus. Never, never, never with Jesus. I can be in the deepest sin that I've ever committed. I don't want to do that. But even in the deepest sin that I've ever committed and I go to him, he doesn't reject me. He doesn't reject me. You can be in the deepest sin right now. You can have lived in darkness all your life and you come to Jesus and he doesn't reject you. All that the Father gives to me will come to me. And no one who comes to me will I ever reject. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. Listen to the will of God, and this is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose nothing, you, nothing of what he has given me, but that I should raise it up on the last day.
Holiness is ownership. The more the Lord owns us, the more holy we become. Not by our own merits, because we are overshadowed by the Holy Spirit and the love of Jesus. You see, holiness is also how close we are to the will of God. how close we are to the will of God. When the Holy Spirit gives us an inspiration, do we move like obedient children with the inspirations of the Spirit? I remember when me and Father were on a silent retreat at the monastery, and we went to get ice cream cones at McDonald's. And I was getting, we were going, there was a gas station across the street. And I had an inspiration to go give the gospel to a man standing at the gas station. And I ignored the Lord because I was in just a place with the Lord where I didn't want to speak. And the Holy Spirit inspired my thoughts so clearly. Anthony, what good is it if you can hear my voice if you will not obey? What good is it if you can hear my voice if you will not obey me? In fact, it would be better to not be able to hear the voice of God than to hear it and be disobedient. The Lord does not want us to put us in a place of disobedience. So the Lord only yells at us when we're not listening. The Lord, the Holy Spirit, wants to give you inspirations. And as we move with the Spirit, we become children of God. Before we keep going, if you do want to join me and Father Tom at Benny Hinn this weekend, Friday the 13th, Saturday the 14th, Sunday the 15th at 6 p.m., you can call this number. So I'm going to give you a moment to get your pens. It is 978-200-5098. 978-5020. Okay, we're starting again. 978-200-5098. Or you can go to the website, bostonmiraclecenter.org. BostonMiracleCenter.org. And if you call the number 978-200-5098 and tell them you heard from Father Tom, you'll get a big discount. You'll get a big discount. But it is the will of God. See, the Lord gives us His Holy Spirit so we can know what God's will is. And you know how you know it's God speaking to you usually? Because it's something that you don't want to do. When God gives us the Holy Spirit, He wants us to give to the kingdom extravagantly. When God gives us the Holy Spirit, He wants us to pray extravagantly, have extravagant obedience. You know, Jesus said, "You show you love me by following my commands." How do we show the Lord we love him? It's not a matter of our lips. It's a matter of our feet. We can tell Jesus we love him all day, and that is good. But when he tells us to move, when he tells us to give, when he tells us to pray, when he tells us to fast, when he tells us to preach, that display of love is greater than anything we can say.
All that the Father gives to me will come to me, and no one who comes to me will I ever reject. I'm talking to people that have heard the Lord's voice. I'm talking to people that have heard Jesus say, "What are you going to do with your life? I want it." And I'm talking to people who run away. Run away because what does that mean? Will I be a missionary in South Africa? That's what I used to be thinking. If I give myself to Jesus, he's going to send me into Africa. But you know what someone said to me when I was telling them? The person said to me, "The Lord will never send you to Africa until you have Africa in your heart." Oh, it opened for me great wisdom that if I had Africa in my heart to go for Jesus, then I could go. He's not going to call me to do something unless he puts it in my heart. That's what it's all about. Yesterday I was with a whole group of people my age and a little younger. And you want to know what? It's like they never heard about Jesus. It's like they lived in the dark ages. They were good people, but they never heard the gospel. Nice people. So you know what? I started telling them about Jesus. I preached about Jesus. I told them that Christ died for their sins, that he bled for them, that he rose from the dead, and has a perfect life for them. Oh, I kept it up. I kept on talking by the grace of God, only to remind them and to let them know God was calling them to himself. How can anyone in a parish be that has never heard that Jesus wants them to come to him? I don't understand it. I'm not going to make fun of the parish. I'm just saying, my Lord, what else are you preaching? Are you preaching about the big, jamboree that the kids are going to be singing and dancing? Oh, no. The priest was ordained to preach the word of God. That's why I was ordained, to preach the word of God. And if I don't do it, it's my responsibility, and I'll pay for it at the end of time.
The people may have been good, but Father, you wanted to make them alive.
Amen. Alive, alive. Christ Jesus makes us alive. And how do you do that? It's so simple. You tell them, you know, if you're the only one, our Lord would have gone to the cross for you. Do you know that he shed his blood for you so that your sins may be forgiven? Do you know he has a plan for your life and that plan can start right now? Do you know that he wants to pour out his Holy Spirit upon you so that you would have the power to live the Christian life? I don't know why people don't hear that. It's the gospel.
Because the love of God leads people to repentance. The love of God is what leads people to repentance. Preaching the fear of God in hell, it's okay, but that's the lowest form. That's when you know someone hasn't experienced God's love. Because when you tell them today, right now, Jesus can come, he can change you, he can bring you from death to life, he can fill every pain in your heart, he can wipe away every tear, he can activate you in the destiny he has for you before the foundation of the world, he can restore everything that the enemy has stolen, he can give you his power, his grace, his love, that you can be a kingdom ambassador on earth as it is in heaven, that the Holy Spirit can come to overshadow you, and that he can give you eternal life if you say yes right now today to Jesus. Not if you go to Mass, not if you read the Bible, not if you pray the rosary, but if you, in your heart, surrender to Jesus Christ right now, he will pour out the Holy Spirit upon you and bring you from death to life. And then guess what happens? The Holy Spirit fills you, and you can't help but going to Mass. You can't help but from reading the Word of God. You can't help but to pray the rosary. You can't help but to begin to let the living waters bubble out of you and pray in tongues. The amount of our surrender is the amount that God can use us. The devil's biggest fear is a vessel who is fully surrendered to the Lord Jesus Christ. That there is no more of Anthony. There is no more of Father Tom that remains. That we have become an empty vessel through sharing in Christ's sufferings and in his glories, doing a tabernacle of the Holy Spirit, that we are the meeting place between heaven and earth, and we are releasing the power of God everywhere we go, not even by the our words, but by the presence of God that we carry, that we carry the frequency of heaven. On the day, on Pentecost night, people were coming near me and Father, and they were just being healed and fallen over without us even praying. Because guess what? You carry the Holy Spirit, and that power of God should be emanating from you. You know how we know someone's been around Jesus? Because the power of God is upon them. You know how I know Benny Hinn spends time with Jesus? Because when he comes into the room, so does God's power. So does God's healing. So does God's light. You know, he knows how to worship the Lord. And this is what God wants to teach to us. And maybe You know, I come on here, and the Lord wanted me to speak this, and same with Father. We're very charismatic. We're very... Jesus wants to give you a life that's fully alive in the power of the Holy Spirit, that on the cross, Jesus said, it is finished. Now go and have dominion. It's true. But there's many, many days where I'm sharing in the sufferings of Christ. Jesus is pouring out a little bit of his bitterness into my heart, that I'm going through spiritual battles. We're carrying the weight of other people. Jesus is dismantling our flesh so that we can live in the spirit. We're not always on the mountaintop. In fact, we very rarely are on these mountaintop experiences. Before we minister, we usually feel oppressed and we feel the weight of everyone we're carrying. And while everyone else has consolations, we might not feel those consolations. But you know what? When you give your life to Christ, you become a living sacrifice for the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know, if I have the honor to share in some of the sufferings of Jesus Christ, we would gladly do it. When Jesus carried the cross of Christ was not sickness. It was not depression. See, wood symbolized humanity in the Word of God. So he's carrying the weight of everyone in his life. You may be carrying the weight of all the people in your life and carrying them to the Lord. Or you may just be, Jesus may be sharing in his suffering, some of his sufferings with you to expand your soul so that you can partake in his glory.
But the sufferings of Christ do not lead us into discouragement and into the dark night. No, no. When we suffer with Christ, it's for the purpose of bringing people to Jesus. Oh, yes. You know, I'm going to tell you a secret. Everybody suffers. Everybody suffers, even the one that's always smiling. That one probably has more suffering than they could ever handle. Everyone suffers, but the suffering of Christ and for the gospel brings salvation to people. And that's what it's about. Oh, I don't like to suffer. At my conversion, I said to Jesus, I give you my life, and if I take it back, let me suffer. He heard both prayers. He heard both prayers.
Why do we suffer the most? When we're doing things for ourselves and not for Christ. Because the Lord judges us more for the purity of our intentions than the result of our actions. So when I preach and there's some piece of my heart that I want people to think I'm a great preacher, I begin to suffer tremendously. Because that part of me needs to die. But after enough suffering, when we get on the mic and I preach only for the glory of Jesus Christ and to see his kingdom revealed to you, then there is complete freedom.
Oh, yes. We do not do this because we want to make a name for ourselves. We do this because we want to make a name for Jesus. That's why we do this. Because so many people don't know Jesus. In the church, you know what St. Augustine said? This is what St. Augustine said, not Father Tom, not Anthony. Everyone the church has, God doesn't have. And everyone God has, the church doesn't have some. That's Augustine. But it's the best to have God and the church. That's what I want. Head, Jesus, members, the church. I need the church. I receive faith in the church. I want to be part of the church and proclaim the message of life, salvation through the blood of Jesus.
Because the devil wants you isolated. He wants you alone with your Bible, with no support, under no authority, not going to church. But when you receive that new life, how could you stay out of the church? Especially a church where the Eucharist is. In the book of heaven, when Jesus appears to the mystics and he wants to use someone to save a soul, he doesn't ask the saints, will you pray for this person? Will you fast for this person? Jesus asks, will you suffer for this person? Will you take on the pains of Christ for this person? Our ability to suffer for the Lord Jesus Christ is our ability to display his glory. But there's two types of sufferings. When Jesus is a spiritual exchange with Jesus into your spirit, he gives you some of the pains he suffers. Because every abortion, every sin, Jesus still feels and he still suffers from in this day. And he needs souls who he can pour out and share some of his sufferings with. But a lot of the sufferings is us dying to our flesh. You see, we make our own cross. When the will of God crosses Anthony and I deny what God wants to do, then I begin to suffer. When the will of God crosses my human will and I begin to put up a stink to God, then I suffer. But when I receive everything moment by moment, as Jesus Christ gives it to me, that I may have a spiritual pain, I may be in a spiritual battle, I may have to fast, I may have to pray, I receive that from Christ and I say, Lord, whatever you're calling me to do, thank you. Because even if it's uncomfortable, it is the best thing for my soul. And when I say, I trust in you and surrender it to you, you will go before me and fight the battle for me, then truly there is no suffering.
As we conclude, Lord Jesus, touch one person right now and change their life by love. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.